The Ministry of the Interior has presented its plans for saving 8.3 billion crowns. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has met with trade union representatives to discuss controversial changes to the labor code. And Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek has spoken out against the Prime Minister's disapproval of a plan to finance flood relief from income tax breaks. The Ministry of the Interior has presented its plans for saving 8.3 billion crowns. Speaking to reporters on Monday afternoon, Interior Minister Radek Jon said that the priorities were to save on operational expenditures and investments and decreased pay for police and firemen. However, costs would be cut, he said, from all areas of the ministry. Other measures will include reducing police activity abroad, cancelling plans for police and fire department buildings and equipment, and revising all e-government projects. Mr. Jon also said that effective policemen should have more money in later years, in spite of planned cuts to state employee salaries, saying that their bonuses would be reinforced from the salaries of the 1,500 officers who leave service each year. Nonetheless, the minister allowed that the next year would be, quote, painful for police and fire department workers. Prime Minister Petr Nečas met with trade union representatives on Monday to discuss the controversial changes to the labor code, which would see the public sector salaries cut by 10% across the board. The PM, for his part, told reporters after the meeting that both sides would be looking for solutions acceptable to them both, though he did not expect complete accord. He also said that the proposal need not take effect as early as January 1st, as he gave precedence to thorough rather than speedy negotiations. The Labour Ministry plan entails lower salaries for state employees in favour of greater employee bonuses based on individual performance. Unions say the plan is the strongest attack on workers' rights in the last 20 years and have threatened to protest. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek has spoken out against the Prime Minister's disapproval of a plan to finance flood relief from income tax breaks. Mr. Kalousek said that the chairman of the coalition parties had agreed on his ministry's flood tax 2 weeks earlier and said the PM's about-face on the issue was absolutely inappropriate in a coalition. Following floods in North Bohemia 2 weeks ago, Mr. Kalousek said all working Czechs would contribute to a flood relief fund in the form of a 100 crown a month cut in income tax breaks, a move some critics slammed as nothing less than a new tax. On Sunday, Prime Minister Nečas said he had a number of reservations regarding the flood tax and referenced a pre-election promise not to increase direct taxes. Now turning briefly to the weather, forecasters are expecting heavy storms on Monday night and warn of flooding in low-lying areas in Bohemia and in the Highlands region. Rain is forecast to continue through Tuesday with daytime highs in the mid-20s Celsius. I'm Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.